Okay, so one more, maybe two from the chat book. This one actually sort of illegally also appears in another book. An Hour with Madame Sabatier. And it's Jeanette Winterson who says, "True art, when it happens to us, challenges the I that we are." She suggests that you go and spend an hour with a piece of art in a museum and see what it says to you. And this is what Madame Sabatier said to me. "Mistress to many, including her sculptor, and muse to Baudelaire, she lies stretched across a bed of flowers, carved as intricately as her sinewy locks, her parted lips. In French she whispers, decadence, punition. Objectification, circa 1847. Torso twisted, head thrown back in that way that intensifies climax, marketability, by simply elongating the neck. Cliché that I am drawn to her. Temptation, serpent bangled round one wrist, her gown falling softly away, marble complexion, cold. Waist kinked at a fine crease, flawless, breasts full, otherwise sexless. A husband listens to his audio guide, obscene, critiques his wife as he lingers. A mother explains to a four-year-old girl she didn't want to live. Why? The girl asks why. She was so sad, having been separated from her lover. How death can look like pleasure on a woman, but she doesn't get into that." One more from the chapbook. "A slow burn. A slow burn on a rainy day, as with fallen leaves or snow, patchouli or rose. And yes, these are also soaps. A traffic jam, creeping imperfection, killing time, bright lights. This is a place of embers, amber and cinder and other grays. Love letters reduced to silt. Let the glue dry by the heater. Pour more later. When the tea is cold, make a new cup. A leaky new roof and charming windows painted shut. Shut the closet or the cats will sleep on his cashmere. Somewhere there is proof of the melted curtains clinging to the wall and rod, a doll's face and singed hair. Beginnings and endings occur in a blur of smoke, weeks turning to years. Stolen moments over a cigarette or under the heave of a deep cough make us feel the weight of our thoughts. Remind the body, slowly dying, to breathe. We are supposed to ask, what good can come from this? This smoldering, terrible, and silver as candy wrappers, still smelling of chocolate, still dark with reminders. A cordial cherry tastes just like that day in Pompeii." And I'm going to read this one for my girl, Alexa. Because I love her. This one's going to be coming out in any chatbook anytime soon, but... "Postcard to Alexa from a plus. I can't remember. When I met you, it was winter. No, it must have been spring. And you sang at Les Pères Populaires like a punk rock queen. Your hair, the dark flecks of sand on Black's beach without the gold, paled only by your Pacific green eyes, without the cold, warm, like sun on naked bodies. Je suis con, you sang, screaming, the windows all steamed and the audience too. Je suis con, you sang over and over, the rest of the words so perfectly wrong that I thought they must have been yours. When I saw you again, we ducked out at the break, smoked a joint in a phone booth with Charlie. I mean, Charlie didn't smoke. I'm sure we talked about sex. There was rain, We had missed the last metro, so we walked while I worked up the nerve to ask if I could kiss you. You said yes, and I'm sure, though it was only a peck, I'm sure I felt you kiss me back. Then we parted. It had to be spring. I remember the trees. There were leaves. We wore hats and scarves. Yes, it must have been spring. On se rappelle, tu m'as dit. And we did, and we do, and we do. Yes, it must have been spring, since I don't remember the cold. Not at all. And we have another one. These are no longer in the chapbook. I'm off the chapbook now. Who are you? If you want to change your name, you have to change your friends, too. People who know you, see you, need you to be one thing, have a hard time calling you another. They need something to hold on to, something to set their clocks by, some way to remember where in their little black books they put you. They need something from you that probably you can't give them. They might ask for the spelling of your new name, but have a hard time remembering it when they introduce you to other people. They will stammer, explain who you used to be, as if this memory were more true than you, standing there in the foyer, waiting for them to correct themselves. They will tell stories about your last husband, or your next one, your old car, the time you drove off with your skirt hanging out, dragging in the street. They might even remember the colors, the orange and magenta flowers, or the shiny black paint job that they could see themselves in when you parked at their curb. But, in general, they will have a hard time remembering. You will have to remind yourself that you are not who they remember, that you probably never were, and that the whole friendship need not be written off as an illusion. It was only a time in your life when you were more like them than you are now. And it made everyone happy to believe for a little while that they knew you, when in fact, they only knew you when. One more, this one's about to be in the big book of Villanelles. Forthcoming from a major publisher.
Woo!
I'll keep you posted.
Another major publisher.
Another major publisher. Not for reference, unfortunately. Keep them all. When you wait tables or teach, you don't quit one job for another. You keep them both. Keep them all because you need the money. You skip a lot of meals because you're broke or busy. You eat a lot of fast food and feel guilty when you wait tables or teach. You don't quit believing it will get better. You don't quit drinking either. You drink and save up bottles. Keep them all because you need the money. And you say you do it for the environment. All that saving, reusing, you do it with people too. When you wait tables or teach, you don't quit stockpiling lovers who ask nothing of you. Lovers you never leave and you never ask to stay. Keep them all because you need the money. Let them buy you dinner, meet them for lunch, have sex. Keep living. Keep believing that when you wait tables or teach, you don't quit. Keep them all because you need the money.